Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
to a tackle of Leoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
I see trees of green, red roses. I see them blue.
Hour two of the program.
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'm going to the Cardinals.
Man, I'm going to miss that guy.
I'm really bummed out that Calais Campbell is going to the Cardinals. Now, they gave him a lot more money than apparently the Dolphins were offering.
Which is amazing because here's what I can't get understand. I don't know if we necessarily understand the importance of players on our team.
Right?
Because there's two situations that I can think of where those guys made a pretty big impact and you try to lowball them. Calais Campbell and who's the Russian the year before that went to the Vikings? Van Ginkle.
They didn't even offer Van Ginkle a contract.
They didn't even offer him a contract.
That was crazy.
That's how insignificant you thought he was?
What games
are you watching?
He was easily, like, one of the most impactful defenders.
Right!
It keeps happening on defense.
And then, you realize you got rid of a Pro Bowler. Because Van Ginkle went to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So, what games are you watching? Because the games I'm watching, I'm looking at these guys going, ooh, he's important. He's important. Okay, we need to keep him. We need to do this, right? And those are the first guys out the door.
Do you think Anthony Weaver, you know, when he gets the news yesterday, he goes, does he need a minute?
No. Here's the problem. In all businesses, your boss makes a decision that affects you, but it's your boss. So basically, you just go with the flow and try to be a company guy.
Okay, but when he's sitting at the dinner table with Mrs. Weaves and they're having their meatloaf.
Oh, they talking about work.
Like, he goes, got rid of our captain and our only other defensive lineman besides Zach Sealer. But other than that, honey, pass the ketchup.
You think he's eating a meal that requires ketchup?
Isn't meatloaf? I'm not a big meatloaf fan. I thought it was made with ketchup. I don't think people have ketchup on it.
Ooh,
nah.
No, I'm not a big Meatloaf fan.
Maybe gravy.
I ain't gonna lie. As much as I love Big Spoon, right? Y'all know what's up.
Yeah.
If she ever came to me and said, I made a meatloaf, I said, you basically just made a square-shaped hamburger.
But like,
no, I'll pass.
Can I just say, I know last year was a disaster with the quarterback, but I'm having a hard time. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are Doral Hyundai.
Hold on, hold on. Before you say, can I put the disclaimer out there?
Yeah.
The disclaimer is this. The guy I do the show with sometimes wants a team with feelings, and I like them and stuff like that, and not always with what they can actually do for the team. That being said, we'll probably be on the same page with this one.
Let's say the difference was $3 million, $2 million, right? Now, I know people are pointing out the Eichenberg thing, which... You guys know how I feel. Like, you literally could put a mannequin out there and I'd be happier than having Liam Eichenberg there. Fine, I get it. He's a cheap lineman. I'm still having a hard time with the Zach Wilson thing. I really am. Because I heard Mike McDaniel this week say he was a target of ours. And the fact that he got one of the highest contracts of all backup quarterbacks to a guy you might need, but if you play him, your season's probably over anyway, as opposed to a guy I know they need. And I don't know, Leroy, that just doesn't sit too hot with me.
We did it back-to-back years. Like, who would it, like, I don't care what Van Ginkle's importance is to another team. Look at what his importance was to this team with your two Russians hurt.
Yeah.
So, like, it was even more spelled out for you with Van Ginkle because of your injuries. So, the Calais thing, here's one of those situations where I will say this. You have some veterans on this team and one that there's only probably a couple of guys he respects in the room. And the one thing Calais Campbell does is garner respect.
That's right.
And that is a guy, not only on the field, but you kind of need him in the locker room. Because you know everybody in that locker room respects him.
Yep.
And right now, with where this team is and all of the stuff being floated around about, you know, how things are run, you need some quality veterans to kind of be the voice of the coach in the locker room. That's what Calais Campbell is.
And the other thing is,
and so while we're looking at age and we're looking at that dude has more importance than just that. And I think that is what gets lost.
I don't know, man. It just seems to me like this was one of those where it clearly you're not going to like expect him to take the same thing that he took last year when he outperformed his contract the way that he did. But it's kind of like they felt like, yeah, little bump. Huh? Little bump? And a maybe get $6 million guaranteed?
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. To me, like, what's been the win this offseason so far? What's been the, like...
We didn't overpay for someone.
But they can't.
Well, that's right.
Because they have no money.
Nah.
But the big win is what? That they maybe signed a Pro Bowler off a torn Achilles?
Who's that?
West Daniels? The guard? Like, is that the big win? Right. Is the big prize a guy who's working his way back from a torn Achilles?
I don't know, because then... If he does ball out and you got to pay him next year,
yeah,
and he'll be gone.
He's like, I don't know about his injury past. Can't keep him around. We only sign guys.
We don't
give him new contracts.
Too healthy.
I don't know what the plan is, because you have some guys that you could have just kept to have some consistency. And I don't know what the plan is. I don't know what the plan is, you know, in the near future. I always tend to wait it out a little bit because at the end of the day, they could say, we let Van Ginkles go and we got Chop.
Yeah, they did.
Right. And so I'm going to wait, but I still think, so think about this. It's just when he talked from week to week, you could just tell everybody in that locker room respected him.
Yeah, we were still hungry. And there it is.
I'm going to miss that guy. How are we going to be able to just tell someone?
We're still hungry. No, we not. You know, we are. We hungry, but we not going to Prime 112. Hmm. We're going to Outback. Yeah.
With no Bloomin' Onion.
No Bloomin' Onion. Just the regular.
You're getting the marble bread.
Just right. I mean, like 2 years ago, they were trading and getting rid of picks and F those picks and all that. And now we shopping at Temu.
Stunned Steve says he was there to protect Tyreek from the police. That's
right.
True.
Right.
They're like, nah, sorry. We got to pay Eichenberg. $2 million guaranteed.
He got, what, $5.5-6 million?
He got $5.5 million. That could be $7.5 million. But okay. $5.5 million guaranteed. Apparently, I guess, what was it? Dolphins were giving him $3 million. It was like the word.
Do you think, I don't know, I could be wrong. Leroy, do you think he's worth the contract, or do you think they drastically overpaid?
I would say a little bit of both, but here's the deal. Here.
Yeah.
He's worth that contract.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Do you think the Dolphins
would have spent that? So if he would have went and got that deal and then went to the Dolphins and said, here's what I'm getting, can you match it?
Yeah. He's only getting that, but like.
I would say yes.
And part of the thing is you're only getting that amount because he's 39.
Yeah.
And so it's an anomaly. Yeah. And so everybody's like, oh, well, there's going to be a time where the wheels fall off. But it didn't look like it last year.
So you say
he played like a 28-year-old.
If he was 28, then he deserves $20
million. Yes!
For the way that he just played.
Dude, come on. He was amazing last year.
Yeah, but you're right. I am like, well, the wheels are going to fall off. But they haven't.
I get it.
They haven't yet.
Take a break.
I just think on this team, when some of the guys that you named captain are questionable, having a guy like him in the locker room can solidify that dynamic of the team because you have some quality leaders in your locker room.
Yep.
And I think those are the parts of a franchise that people sometimes overlook, right? Those three or four guys that you know, like, they go, I don't care about Mike McDaniel, but that Calais, I want to do right by him. You need some of those guys in your locker room.
Schmeath and Schmolnick, who actually, of course, would make this point on everybody's lovable Calais Campbell. Counterpoint, he was already in a locker room that was lost.
Yeah, Liz.
I don't like it. Back after this.
We're still hungry.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our guy Yuli the Monster Diaz is going to stop by the show. Haven't talked to him since his knockout victory a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He called out Mike Perry.
Did he?
Mike Perry had to leave the broadcast booth and go into the ring.
The chief violence officer?
That's right. Chief violence officer, Mike Perry, Platinum Mike Perry.
Wow.
Called him out after knocking a dude out in one round.
That is interesting.
Those fights went fast.
You know, and that's what we want.
I would imagine so.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
You don't want that lolly.
It's faster than bare knuckles because you got the gloves, right? Bare knuckles, they're a little bit skittish on punching.
It can be a little skittish on punching. We can ask him about that, like what the difference is.
You don't want to watch these boxing events yet. You pay for the pay-per-view. It starts at 8 p.m. Your fight doesn't start till 12:30. Poor Leroy's asleep already. We need quick 90-minute action.
It was like one of those things, too, where like we had a delay in the broadcast. Now, I don't know if it was like an intentional delay because they were waiting for the UFC to be over, but they kept telling us there were technical issues. We were literally standing there at the broadcast table from like 4:30 because our producer kept saying, we're going to do a rundown. I was like, all right, cool. Or a rehearsal. I'm like, all right, cool. And then the time just kept going and going and going.
Rehearsal.
And going. And we were supposed to go on the air at 6 and we didn't.
Like, so what time did you end up going on air?
Like 7:15-ish.
You're standing there for 2 and a half hours?
Conveniently after the UFC ended, which was a smart move because they did monster numbers. But I was wondering about that.
UFC did monster numbers?
No,
or?
Bare Knuckle did monster numbers. I mean, really? Dirty Boxing. Dirty Boxing 1 did monster numbers. Huh. Monster numbers. Because they did it on YouTube. It was free. Everybody could watch it.
Okay.
But I was always wondering, I wonder if we really are having tech issues. Because I was like, sitting there, I was like, I felt like everything was working fine. What moved? Something moved? I don't know. Pretty wild. Cats are back at it tonight. They're taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're also going to talk to David Dwork. He's going to stop by next hour. We haven't had him on in a little bit. We got to get our number one hockey expert, see what he thinks of last night's gut punch and what he makes of the playoff picture as a Cat. So he'll stop by as well. Let's give another 4-pack away before we
have
4-pack of tickets. If you guys want to go to Live on Friday right now, caller 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 gets a 4-pack of tickets to Live Golf this Friday. If you guys want to go to the tournament, caller 3 to 305-567-0560. You will come on in just a few minutes. But Leroy, tell us a little bit more about Live. What do we got coming up here this week?
All right, so it's a party. That's all you need to know. It's a party. It's like being out at Phoenix on the 16th hole. It's at the Blue Monster, so, you know, it's a hell of a golf course. You got the giants of the game and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, plenty more. They got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and Scott Punk, Legend Sublime headlining on Saturday night. All you got to do to get your tickets is go to livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Lightning.
560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's talk to a local legend right now. This man is one of the baddest men in all of the 305. Just got a victory at Dirty Boxing 1. And he joins on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop many Toyotas there at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Oh, I just lost him. Where did he go? He was just there backstage.
He was indeed.
That was weird.
He was indeed. Maybe he's having the same technical issues that stalled Dirty Boxing.
That was weird. He was just there. Right, I think he's getting back. I think he's reconnecting right now. See if we can get him. There. But yeah, he'll join us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line shop. 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. Yuli the Monster Diaz joins us there, coming off a victory. What's going on, Yuli?
What's going on, brothers? How you guys doing, man? I appreciate the opportunity again. Thank you.
Hey, man. Good. You said you got a victory in the first round. You delivered it, and so we gotta have you on to celebrate a little bit. There in Dirty Boxing, you probably had one of the most chaotic fights of the night, because Brian comes out of the gate, and you know you guys have fought before, and we talked about this. We didn't really know how the rule set was going.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need, and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna go and all that because it's a new sport. But I knew one thing was he can't come out of the gate and try and tackle you. What, like, what is your reaction in the moment when he's just like throwing the rule book out the window?
Honestly, my reaction in the moment was that it was a great takedown. I felt myself get lifted off my legs and I landed right on my back. But I know, you know, you were ringside watching. I got up immediately to try to destroy him. But the referee got in the way.
Did you, like, after the fight, did you ask him, why did you do that?
Well, no. In the middle of the fight, once they broke, you know, once the referee got in the way and he let us fight again, he came up to me and he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. But I heard after the fight he had made an announcement. Like he said, he had a surprise for everybody. I guess that was a surprise to try to tackle me.
Yeah, it was a wild thing.
Yuli, I want to ask you this. Because you've done bare knuckles. You've done pretty much everything. I noticed in bare knuckles, when I went to bare knuckles, they're a little more hesitant to punch because it's bare knuckles, right? Is dirty boxing more aggressive because you have the gloves on, or there's still a certain level of you got to be a little hesitant because of elbows and all the other things can come at you?
So as for me, I think I like dirty boxing. Anything with gloves on your hands after you do bare knuckle is a lot easier for me. You know, you get punched with some gloves on, it's not the same as bare knuckle. So for me, there wasn't really no hesitancy. But you know, once you're on the inside, they allow the elbows, they allow the dirty boxing. So you do got to watch yourself when you're in there. But I like it. You know, I love this sport a lot. You know, it's a brand new sport, and I'm honored to be one of the first guys ever fighting on it. So it was an amazing show, too. You know, we had Brendan doing a great job down on the sideline.
It was fun, man. I had a hell of a time, and like all of the fights flew by. And then, of course, after, like, you know, it got to normalcy in yours, you went and finished off Brian quickly, which then led to you calling out Platinum Mike Perry. Did you have that in your mind the entire time that fight week? Like, this was going to be the plan after your win, was you wanted to call out the chief violence officer of the sport?
I did. I had this planned all along. Me and Mike are good friends, man. You know, I got nothing but love and respect for Mike. He's a legend in the sport. But me and him were supposed to fight in bare knuckle twice. We had two contracts already signed. Something happened. Some funny business along the way where we didn't get to fight each other. So I would love to fight him under his own promotion, under his own banner. You know, he's a tough guy. I think me and him would be a great fight, and we'll sell out any show we go to.
Yeah, I think that would be an incredible one. So what the hell happened in the past ones? Like you thought all along in the past matchups, and then, like, when do you find out, like, I'm not fighting Mike Perry?
So this was a few years ago when I was fighting for BKFC. You know, I was going to be a second opponent. The contract was signed, and I don't know. I have no idea what happened behind the scenes. A week later, I got a different opponent that contract fell through. I won that next fight. They got me again against Mike Perry. I actually spoke to him. We texted on Instagram. Look, I told him, look, man, I just got a contract with your name on it. You know, I got nothing but love and respect, but, you know, let's handle business. He goes, all right, let's do it. And then again, you know, later on down the line, I have no idea what happened.
That's got to be really frustrating as a fighter.
It is. It is. It's happened to me a few times in that promotion, but, you know, I switched over promotions, and it was smooth sailing once I did that.
Talking to Yuli the Monster Diaz, coming off a win at Dirty Boxing Championship 1 a couple of weeks ago over Brian Maxwell, a first round knockout finish. So, like, you get into the situation, like, how did you feel the whole rules played out? Like, how did you just like the feel of it once you once things got settled down with the wild takedown at the start?
Man, you know, that was you know, that set the tone. So after that, everything was just smooth sailing, man. I felt good in there. I felt comfortable. Like I said, once I got gloves in my hands and I don't get hit with gloves, it's a different feeling. The you know, it's less jitters for me. So it was an exciting night. You know, you were there ringside. You saw how many stars were there, how packed the place was. You know, when I came out, I got a, you know, standing ovation. The city's always out there for me. So it was an amazing night, man. I loved it. Every ounce of it.
And you had Trick Daddy in the ring with you afterwards.
I had Trick Daddy walk me out, you know, the mayor of Miami. So shout out to Trick, man. So we definitely brought out, you know, we brought out the big guns.
It was, man. It was like, I'm not surprised. You know, we've been to so many of your events, so I wasn't surprised to see the city come out the way that it did. But I just felt like, I don't know, it was so cool to see something launch like that, and it felt big, and it felt like you guys all lived up to the moment. I thought the guys on the main card, you know, from the first fight with Pauga and Wolf to your fight to the legends afterwards, I just thought, like, did it feel like, you've been in so many promotions, did it feel like something special launched there?
It definitely did feel like something special, man. And that was like right in my backyard, so it made it that much more special. I was a feature fight before Andrei Arlovski and Yoel Romero. You know, Yoel is a great fan of mine. Arlovski is a legend in the fight game, as well as Yoel is. You know, I've been watching these guys come up in their fight, and for me to be, you know, the fight leading to them, the fight was just amazing. And again, a big thing for me is being on the DBX1. I know they had a show prior, but this was their actual real first show. I was on it. We basically headlined the card. We killed it. We brought out all the fans. The stars were there. I got to meet Patrick Bet David. That was cool. You know, it was star-studded, man. A great event.
It was fun, man. I think the next one will be even bigger. So it was great to see in action. You got anything coming up, Yuli, that you want to promote? Anything in the community or any events coming up? Or are you going to kick back and relax for a little bit?
Well, right now I'm in South Carolina. There's some bare knuckle boxing fights in here on Friday. Everybody knows I'm commentating. I work with the company, so I'll be up here. So guys, look out for BKB this Friday. Tune in. And you know, I'll be fighting back on the next Dirty Boxing card. I'm not sure when it's looking like. I think either May or June, but I'll be on that card. And I'm looking forward to working with you again, brother. You on the sideline calling my fight, man. It's exciting.
It was exciting, man. You're the best, man. Take care, Yuli.
Thanks, Yuli.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, guys.
Yuli, thanks. The Monster Diaz. Always appreciate him joining
the
show.
He's one of the guys that we've had on the show long before, you know, he really started hitting the circuit.
Yeah, no, like, you before know, he was so. Before he was record breaking and all that, we were having it. Like, mm-hmm. That always fascinated me when we get into like, you know, we could always tell when we go to these cards and it'd be like, man, how does this guy, like, you know, he's got a following that obviously is there because he's getting all of the city to come out and watch him. But right. It's cool to see that that rise up happen.
He frequents the improv a lot. And one of my ridiculous game shows that I do, he was kind enough to hand out the belt for the winner of the game show. So, very nice guy, man. Very well liked.
When is your next game show?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, dude. That's right. Next Saturday, guys, April 12th, at the Miami Improv, we have the best damn brunch show. It's a game show. Woo. It's brunch. Mimosas.
That's when the ladies like to get some mimosas and chuckles.
Yeah, no, you want to celebrate before Easter. Have some fun. It's the best place to do it.
Man, you're something.
You know, got to.
You're something, dude.
So, yeah, so we've had, what was the card we went to in the Hard Rock? Where a brawl between fans started.
That was his fight.
Okay.
That was his fight. Okay. I believe somebody hit somebody with a purse. I saw a purse got thrown.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That was years ago. That was like 7 years ago. That was a while ago. Then somebody got lit. Not his fight, but then after that fight, I think it was Harold Calderon, JD Martinez, maybe? I don't remember exactly. But somebody got, not one of the fighters, but the fans, somebody got laid out in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Like, you just.
Like, these fights went all into the hallway, to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
I'm like, it was all over the Hard Rock.
There was, that was something. Because you know, with, like, that Hard Rock bathroom, when you go in, like, you know how it's like you go into a bathroom, but you have to kind of creep around the wall because they got laser.
Yeah.
But, like, I just remember peeking around, like, the men's side, and I just see feet pointing up.
Just like, what happened?
Okay. Yeah.
Not a good look at all.
Dude, listen, that wasn't the craziest was the when we went to Titan FC, and in the cage The dude knocked Buddy out cold. And for whatever reason, the mother took offense to this.
Oh, yeah. And the mom got mad and wanted to kick the guy's ass.
Yeah, kick the guy's ass, dude. And I'm just like, what is happening right now?
Do you see what he just did to your son?
Okay. They got the oxygen mask out.
Oh, yes. Dude, I'm telling you, he laid there with no movement for like 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
He got knocked out, and mama wasn't having it.
It's pretty wild. I mean, like, dude, this is the cool thing to see. Like, we've been to so many things down here, but that did feel special. It felt like an event night. It was hobnobbery with kicking ass.
It looked special. It looked cool.
It was fun.
You very rarely hear somebody say, "Oh, I can fight all day when we use gloves because that don't hurt."
Yeah, no, it's true. So, yesterday we got the news about Calais Campbell leaving Miami Dolphins. It does sound... Did you guys see what's going on with Jerry Jones? Like, Jerry Jones offending Micah Parsons' agent?
What?
Oh, my God. He's when he says nothing, he says a lot.
He's like, "We don't need an agent. I think I could just call Micah directly." I'm like, didn't Bill Parcells try and do that with Jason Taylor, like, on a post-it?
Yeah. That not going to work, buddy. I don't think Micah Parsons is going to be there very long, though.
That kind of feels like one of those things. Like, I mean, look, I guess he could sit there and throw him the biggest bag ever.
Be careful. Remember, Leroy hates Micah Parsons.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that people don't realize. All the players that play for the Dallas Cowboys know what's up. And they never waver. Because in the end, they end up getting their money.
That is true.
And so if you're an agent and it's your job to get your guy maximum money, you deal with this. It's not your job to be in your feelings. It's your job to get your player paid. So whether he knows your name or not, your percentage out of that money don't change. So you better get that maximum money. And ain't nobody, and it's weird for as tough of a businessman as Jerry Jones says, that everybody says he is, he always end up paying maximum dollars for the players because he wait too long.
Yeah, it is strange. It's like, I think he just likes, I don't know, he just likes
first of all, Dak Prescott could be making $40 to $45 million this year.
For sure.
If he had taken care of it 2 years ago.
Definitely.
Now he's paying an additional $15 million for being hard-headed. But he paid the money.
But he always breaks. Same thing happened with Zeke.
And even through this process of not getting paid, you ever notice no players ever get mad?
No.
They never get mad. They never get frustrated because they know in the end Jerry gonna pay.
Jerry.
So who's the businessman?
Jerry said, quote, "I'm the one who has to sign the check, and Mike is the one who has to agree to it. That's the straightest way to get it done there. The one who writes the check. And the one agreeing is talking to you." It's a strange thing. Like, why would you? I'm sure he's dealt with plenty of agents. Why is that something that he would make a stance on?
Listen, we all know this. You can't have an off season without Jerry Jones being in some kind of contract dispute.
Nope. Because he likes it. He likes being at the forefront of this stuff, and he likes feeling like he's not losing the deal.
He's like Rich Tobin. He's always trolling. He's always, "Let's have a little fun, baby." Right? That's what he does.
Fun costs him a lot of money.
So I don't know why everybody is so caught up in it. Guess what? You ever hear the players say anything? They're always like, "No, it'll get done. It'll get done." Because you know why? Because if they had gotten it done when they wanted to, they would have got probably 20% less than old Jerry Jones waiting. So Micah Parsons will be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. He will be. Now, my question is, if you paying him as the highest paid non-quarterback, why is your defense so bad?
I mean, they lost Quinny?
No, but I'm just saying. Like, you understand You paying a guy more money than any other player other than a quarterback, and your defense is not good. So how does that measure in all of this?
He says, you should be worrying about your ability to make it work, and you should be worried about what the player does. Does he have enough good health? Does he have enough skill to do to pay him the money for? The agent is not a factor here. I don't know what his name is, so my point is I'm not trying to demean him or anything, but this isn't about an agent.
Hey, he said no disrespect. He's good.
Parsons took to social media and defended his agent, David Malagueta, who said, I will not be doing any deal without David Malagueta involved. Like anyone would with a good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation.
Which is fine, and Jerry knows that. But here's
I'm
what
all
Jerry
in.
Here's what Jerry did. Here's what Jerry did. He just basically put out there, Mike, I need you to be involved in this. That although I know I'm dealing with your agent, I would like us to have a conversation also. You see what I mean? Because in actuality, Micah is the boss. So if the agent
though, like,
says, I can get you 46, and Jerry says, I'm going to give you 44 with this, Micah can come over the top and say, I'll take it. So that's why you have that conversation, right? You have that conversation because if a player is involved at any point in time, he can say, all right, that's enough. That's good.
I mean, the way it's been going, he might just hold out and they might just go through this in his last year of his option and he'll pay him even more money next year. Because if he's going
to... Because nobody else is going to pay him that much money.
Probably not. I don't
and
think that, so.
That's the other thing that needs to be considered. Like, just because your team is at, say, $43, $44 million a year does not mean somebody else going to give you 46. That's a lot of money, especially when teams are where they are with contracts.
Man, I'm all in.
All right, dude. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. A busy night in sports. Back after this.
I'm all in.